June 15th, 1996. Orion had barely taken out two of their own who'd been chasing his sister-in-law when he rounded a corner and ran into the last creature he'd ever expected to see, the god Helios. And judging by his expression, he wasn't happy. In fact, if looks alone could kill, Orion would be splintered. "What's up, sunshine?" That had the intended effect. The Titan hurled a god bolt at him, but instead of harming him, it hit his arm and caused it to light up and deflected. The moment it did, the ancient god's eyes widened. He blasted Orion again and again. Nothing happened. His nostrils flared. "Losing your touch?"
"Don't you dare taunt me!"
Helios narrowed his gaze.
"So you're the one who's been slaughtering my soldiers!"
Orion shrugged with a nonchalance he didn't feel, because he knew he was dancing with the devil. "Returning the favor,"
says the boy playing with fire.
Orion's blood ran cold.
"What do you mean?"
A slow, evil smile crept across his face.
"When you keep a lot of secrets, they will creep out. There's only so long you can keep the lid on a boiling pot, and you know what you've done."
Helios vanished. Panic filled Orion as he considered those words and the fact that Helios must know what he'd been doing to protect Phoebe. The god was right. Every night Orion woke up, he felt like he was balancing on a razor blade. To keep his wife happy, he was lying to his father, protecting her last sister with everything he had, even killing his own people to do it. To protect his own ass and marriage, he lived in terror of Phoebe finding out that he'd been the one who'd led the strike team that had taken out her eldest sister and her grandparents. That he'd been personally responsible for about half of her childhood traumas and those of her mother. He was the boogeyman that caused her to wake up in the middle of the day shaking. What have I done? His happiness had been bought on a lie. Sooner or later, it would unravel. He knew that. It had to. All things built on a lie would always come crumbling down. Sooner or later. The truth about Cassandra was going to come out. They would all learn it, and it would destroy her. People didn't like being lied to, and they always turned on the liar and dragged them to beat them twice as hard for the betrayal. It was the worst thing anyone could ever do. Suddenly, he felt a presence behind him. Orion turned, ready to fight. Then he smirked at the last person he expected to see. Rune Widowmaker. And he wasn't alone. He was traveling with a demon Orion had only come across a few times over the centuries, but he was the one he knew better than to get tangled up with. Shadow. His allegiance was always questionable at best. One never really knew where his loyalties lay. Not even with himself. He could be a spiteful bastard. And when he saw Orion, the expression on his face said he had about as much trust for Orion as Orion had for him. That they'd rather set each other on fire than pass pleasantries.
"Should I ask what trouble you two are getting into?"
Rune smiled.
"Mostly mayhem, you."
"Same." Orion jerked his chin at Shadow. "I see you're hanging out with a whole new level of loser."
Shadow made a face at that. "I'd be insulted. But for the fact that coming from you and your class of demon, that's a compliment."
"How you figure?"
"My boy could be hanging out with a lot worse. He could be with a daemon."
Orion snorted. "Touché." And as he studied them, he realized that their timing here was a bit suspicious.
"You two looking for Helios?"
"No."
"Yes," Shadow said at the same time. He glared at Ruin. "Why are you lying?"
"Why are you being honest?"
"I didn't get the lie memo," Shadow smirked. "You have to keep me up to speed on these things, otherwise expect absolute honesty."
"Really? Thought you were the Prince of Shadows."
Shadow grimaced. "What's that supposed to mean?"
"Dubious, nebulous, questionable character."
"You have me confused with your mother."
Orion let out a low whistle at that. "Hey now, no need to invoke that dig. That's seriously going low, Shadow. I'm flagging that play, and on that note, I need to get back."
As he started to leave, Ruin stopped him. When he looked back at his former brother-in-law, Ruin laid a verbal bomb on him.
There's something weird going on in the Netherrealm. Something has kicked the proverbial hornet's nest, and they're going crazy. Watch your back, brother. The gods are crazy, and we're in their way, which means they're going to be coming for us.